This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. You see Dr. Shaw's on our side of the table.
Yes. Pretty cool. Very special episode of the Clearview Today Show. You're watching Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
Let me do things in the right order. And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shaw or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good 5-star review on Amazon or iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can
All right, that. Enough of this. Enough of the intro. This is time for me.
What?
Wait a minute.
My time.
Wait a minute. That's
are historically you, inaccurate and also the wrong heart
are
to
you
bring to
ready?
The Clearview Today Show.
Are you ready? Speaking of heart, we're going to talk about love today. Are you ready?
I guess I have no choice.
That's not are you ready. You are ready.
Yeah, you're going to be ready.
You are ready. Ready or not.
Special guests before you.
So, I got this.
Go ahead.
I got this.
Leave the show.
So, welcome to the second installment of Clearview Today's Not So Newlywed Game. This
nice.
Is going to be
the title.
A Love game it. Where David, yours truly, stirs up lots of strife.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, dear.
Man, after my own heart.
Get ready. This is going to be a fun ride. And as we begin, I want you guys to go around the table, introduce yourselves, and tell how you met your partner.
My name is John, and Ellie and I met, oh my goodness, I think we met in youth group in 2009.
Yeah.
Wow.
October 2009.
Yeah, that's true.
My name is Ryan. Elizabeth and I met also in youth group in 2000. And one.
What?
2001.
Oh,
2001.
Bro, Dr. Shaw's about to blow us all out the water.
Well, Nicole and I met in college, and we met in 1994.
I was Perfect. 2 years old.
Yeah. I was not around.
I was one.
You were not.
You were what?
I was one.
One. No. Wow.
Okay, so since the husbands did how y'all met, I want y'all to give the first impressions. Like what you thought.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So it starts with me. My name is Nicole. And of course, I'm Abadan's wife. And my first impression, dare I say it?
You dare.
You daren't.
I'm on the edge of my seat,
it's
Nicole.
Radio now.
My first impression was, He had a sexy walk.
Whoa.
Walking away.
All right.
Put your children away. Put your children away.
Cover their ears.
This is Clearview Tonight.
Am I saying my name too?
Yeah, you must. Right.
So I'm Elizabeth, and I guess my first impression of Ryan, he's kind of always been about the hair. He had a nice middle part.
I did. The Jonathan Taylor Thomas middle part.
I liked the surfer cut that I saw on you in some
of
those
pictures. Yeah, but this was before we saw that. Yeah.
Oh, you're not even talking about that.
No. Wow. You saw like 18, 19-year-old Ryan. She's talking about 13-year-old Ryan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
A little bit of a nerd.
Yeah.
But a nice guy. A nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, nice guy.
Firmly.
Kind of
firmly,
still.
What you're hearing is firmly in the friend zone.
Yeah, there's a market for nice guys. That's fine, honestly.
Well, I'm Ellie Glantis. First impression was he was really funny for just meeting him. But yeah.
I still think funny. So.
Yeah.
when you don't have looks going for you, you got.
That's not true.
Back then, I was really really scrawny and gangly. So I had not filled out at all. So I was like, I just got to be funny.
Bank on humor.
I'll just bank on that.
Well, today on the Not So Newlywed Game, we are going to have certain rounds with different questions, and the way this is going to work for anybody listening. And also for you guys have participated before, but just to give a refresher, what we're going to do is I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask it to the wife, and it's going to be your husband thinks this or does this or blah, blah, blah. And you're going to have to write how you think your husband is going to answer. And when it goes to the wife, it'll be the same the other way. So that's the setup of the game. There's going to be some extra stuff happening, but we'll get to that as it comes up. So. Nice. Are you guys ready for our first round?
I think so.
I'm scared.
Very ready. Okay. So ready.
Also, since there's a radio audience, when we hold the thing up, let's also read it out loud as well, just for the people who are listening.
And also, just to add some little flavor,
I thought for sure he was going to say one more thing. Make sure to have fun. Oh. I thought for sure it was going to be that.
I was just going to say, discuss it. Take a second to discuss it. Not a whole lot of time, but just a little bit of time to kind of go over the background for
Let's do it.
So,
okay.
All right. Starting off with the wives.
The wives.
Round one.
The wives.
What are your husband's top three bucket list items?
Ooh. The look of despair on Elizabeth's face made me feel pretty good about our odds. You know, Ellie, I don't know if you remember this, but we took the trophy home last year.
I don't know that we're taking it this year.
I think we need something to be the trophy. Hold on a second.
I think I need to be right back and compose a bucket list real quick.
This is going to be our trophy. So
oh my word.
Maybe every year we pass a trophy
because we've pledged our undying love to one another.
For the radio audience up there, that's a can of pledge. Good.
All about a prop.
Wow. Oh.
Hey, that does actually have pledge in it.
So the way this, you know, just as you guys are thinking and talking, you know, I was thinking about what could really reveal how much, you know, couples know each other, and I thought, well, maybe having some kind of bucket list, something that you want to do before you inevitably don't. So that's kind of what
I feel like I would know these, but because you asked them, I'm drawing blanks. Yep. But I put two out of the three down. All right, you guys have.
I'm not ready yet.
I'm not either.
I am not ready.
I am drawing a blank right now.
Do y'all even know what y'all's bucket list is?
I feel like I did at some point.
I'm going to give y'all 30 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
three things, right?
Three things.
Okay.
Just
let
whatever.
It be known, I was the first to finish.
Okay.
Yes, you
were. We're at.
Good.
I think you get points for that. I'm pretty sure. Right.
The bucket list, like where we go or stuff like that.
Where you go, what you want to do, like jumping out of a plane or like going to a country or doing something like that. So
okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I know that these are on the list somewhere. I don't know if they're top three.
Yeah.
All right, and it's time.
Good luck.
So we will start with Ellie since y'all won last time.
So am I saying it first, or is he telling it?
You're gonna flip it. No. You tell it first and you flip it.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I don't know about like events. I want to retire to Galilee, that's for sure. I would love to let's see. I'd love to go to space. Let me look into her head.
Get it right.
I'd love to
turn on your telepathy.
I don't know if I have a third one.
You have to have a third one. I had to put three.
Five. Go to Paris. Okay.
Paris.
Paris. You ever wanted to go to Paris?
All right, let's flip the board.
Forget, let me Paris. See.
I got one.
Indoor skydiving. Okay, that one's good. Go to space. See Coldplay in concert. Okay, those are good. Indoor skydiving. Go to space.
Sure.
Go to space is.
It's been forbidden though.
Yeah, no, that one's not.
It is theoretically on your bucket list.
It's on the bucket list, but it's a hard no.
I couldn't think.
I got one.
Yeah, that's.
Are we doing? Okay. Are we counting just
like one out?
We need to get all of them.
Whoever wins the round.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And well, I got that one right.
Elizabeth.
All right. So for me, I would say in no particular order, write a book, go visit Ireland, and go skydiving.
All right. We got 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Wow. Ireland, see, grandkids is good.
I just felt like a future.
Yeah,
like
see, grandkids is good.
Hers for is sure. Ireland, skydiving, and then see his grandkids. Write a book is a good one. That should have been on mine. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I should have put that one down, obviously, but I didn't.
I will go ahead and say I only got 2 on here, so you only have to guess 2.
Okay. make a movie and, golly, have a farm.
It might help to put a third, though, Nicole. He might cross another one off the list.
I just put 2 places that you wanted to go. England and
in Germany.
Germany. Okay. Okay. Huh? Yeah. I was going to say travel Europe, but I was like, maybe you won't get that.
Yeah, one. You could have got 2 in 1.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Yeah,
those are 2 places I know he wants to
go.
Well, this round goes to Ryan and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
2.
Team Hill.
Good job.
Now,
Hills.
We are going to go to the husband's part of round 1. So what is the book that your wife could reread over and over?
Oh, I got this. I hope he asks.
Goodness.
It can be any book. It can be fiction, nonfiction. I mean, it can be the Bible, but that would be kind of...
I can't even think of any books right now.
I am confident in this answer.
I'm confident in my answer, but I'm not confident that she'll get it.
I'm not confident in my answer. I'm going blank. Completely blank.
All right. Let's start backwards and give you some time to think then.
Please.
Pastor Shai and Nicole. So, Nicole, what's your book?
Redeeming Love by Francis.
I knew he was... Oh! He got Hosea's story.
Hosea's story. He just couldn't remember the name.
That's right. Nice.
Okay, Ryan and Elizabeth.
Got it.
There's a lot of silence here.
You got it. It's just right there.
I mean, the first book that came to mind, I've actually only read it once, but it's one that I would like to read again. So it would be My Sister's Keeper.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
All right, Ellie, we got to get the pressures on.
It's cool. I'm about to lose us these points.
Nah, you got it. It's like the only book you've ever told me what?
Nothing. She didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
Hair. What?
That was going to be my answer too.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
I thought about East of Eden.
Uh-huh.
He's like, don't cheat.
I'm not cheating. I'm okay to sacrifice the point, but that's exactly what I thought.
Oh, nice.
I thought about it, but I didn't know.
That was the only book she ever talked about liking.
I mean, I like other books, but I know I've recommended it because I wanted you to read it.
Yeah, yeah. I never read it. I'm okay to sacrifice because I think I cheated a little bit.
So I'll give points to both Pastor Shaw and Nicole and Ryan and Elizabeth for that one.
Nice.
Okay, give up your boards, and we will go back.
Hate to see it go.
I know.
So, I'm going to give you all a second to think, but for the wives... It's kind of dark. What would your husband's death row meal be?
Oh, bro. She's already right.
I feel like I could probably answer that for you.
Anybody can answer that.
Spaghetti with meatballs.
All right.
Oh, mercy.
I see last writing.
Meal. Last meal.
This is where your repetition comes in handy.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody cares, mine would be butter chicken for sure.
Yeah?
From Royal India.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Shout out
to Royal India.
Sure. Yep. Shout out to Raleigh.
On Capitol Boulevard.
Yep.
And is it a chain or is it just a restaurant?
It's just a restaurant.
Okay.
Cool. I would probably get like a few gallons so I'd be eating on it for a while.
No, the whole point of a last meal is you're dying the next day.
Well, no, I want to extend it.
Oh, I see.
All right. We'll start with...
Literally nothing.
We'll start with John and Ellie.
It's obviously spaghetti.
Sorry.
Yep.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's what it's going to be.
That one's very obvious.
I really shouldn't have asked that. I should have known y'all would have gotten that.
Just any sort of carb at all, but definitely that one.
Okay. Ryan and Elizabeth?
No.
Your lack of confidence is not inspiring.
Your lack of faith disturbs him.
My death row meal, if I had to pick one thing, it would probably be a gyro.
Yeah, no.
To be fair, I do love the way she makes tuna casserole.
I've never seen you eat tuna casserole in my life.
That's because we don't have any leftovers.
There's not leftovers.
Have any
bring. The whole
there's
no family eats it.
But it would be a lamb gyro.
Yeah.
Okay.
And tuna casserole is like the one thing that everybody's like, ew, tuna casserole. My family loves it. Wow. We eat
good.
It.
There you go. There you go. That's all matters.
Now for the Shaws.
Anything that the South Indian rupee type food.
Did you just put Indian food?
What is it? Anything Indian.
That's funny. Okay.
I had something else at the top, but then I thought, or anything Indian. She said,
okay. What was the something on the top? Now I'm curious.
Steak and baked potato.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I was thinking what she would think, but yeah, steak, I can't go wrong.
It's hard to
that.
Turn down a good steak.
And if I can just lather it up with Heinz 57.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baked potato with extra butter, ground extra sour butter. Cream.
So some sour cream, cheese. Yes.
Cheese, bacon
salt.
Bits.
I'm trying not to do that.
Yeah, now my stomach. We need to get supper after this.
Yes.
All right. Next question. What is a habit that your husband has that you find cute or quirky? So it's going to be.
I didn't like that noise.
What?
I don't like that at all.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Cute or quirky?
I
have lots of habits.
Most of his habits are bad habits.
Wow.
Not cute.
So sorry. Love you.
Oh, I think you
cute
could have
or
one.
Quirky. I have no idea what this would even. Well, maybe I have an idea.
Maybe I have an idea.
Maybe I have an idea.
I have it, but. I'm not sure if she will.
Yeah. Right.
I have an idea. I don't know if it's a good idea.
I need some time with this one.
Jeez, Ellie.
I can give you 30 seconds.
I'm thinking.
I mean,
she's blank too.
I don't have anything either.
29. Cute. 28. 27.
Cute or quirky.
26. I mean, we all have.
Four. Three.
The good thing about radio is you can edit it out so that you don't have to count out loud.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just joking. You can count if you want to.
I like counting.
You're being a good host, dude.
Yeah,
we'll see.
He's doing it. Love doctor.
I'm trying to.
The doctor of love.
I'm trying to channel like my inner Bob Barker.
There you go. All right.
You got to answer.
Nicole's the only one who's got anything written down.
Yeah, let Nicole go first.
Not anymore. She just erased it.
Second. Hold on.
All right, Nicole, you're first.
Oh, no.
I have to say
it. You have to say it.
You're pretty much always second, Elizabeth.
I would say for me, I like to. It's a habit, or is it something I like? I mean, I shake off the bed and get it all the sheets all.
I didn't say that. What I think is funny, and I didn't get to finish because I couldn't think of the word to go with it. But the way he is,
that just his bathroom.
I know, but he is so methodical with his bathroom like routine. I mean, I can pretty much set my watch.
What do I do this cute or quirky bathroom?
You pretty much set my watch.
You use the bathroom really funnily.
No, I'm talking about like
shaving.
He does everything in a certain way.
It's cute.
The routine.
Yes.
It's not cute.
I can set my watch to it. I literally
it's quirky.
Know exactly what he's going to do next.
Really?
Because he is that
methodical. Okay.
Methodical.
Hey. Oh, you've got
I'm
something.
I'm a predictable man.
All right, Ryan.
I'm
Elizabeth.
Predictable.
All right. So
she's still writing her.
I would say probably sorting the dishes by color.
Her
like,
face
oh,
bell.
That is
putting the dishes in the like they have to be alternating colors when I put them in the cabinet. God. Like
yeah,
that's funny.
The plates and the bowls.
We have a set of Fiesta ware that has two different colors.
There's one that's navy blue and one that's beige, and it has to be every other color. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night.
That's a good point. No, it is not what I wrote. I just put attention to detail with his hair.
Oh, again with the hair.
The hair.
Attention to detail.
Like he's got to have it just right.
Oh, you could have gotten that one for me. The hair.
Well, so I thought that, and I was like, well, that actually kind of applies to you both, but. Yeah.
All right. And John and Ellie.
I have something at least written down now.
Okay. I don't know because I think so few of my habits are good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So sorry.
The way I walk, like my walk.
I didn't even think about that.
Like the way I bounce when I walk. It's that or.
That's not you anymore. It's Gavin.
Yeah, that's Gavin.
Yeah, it is Gavin.
Yeah, I'm going to say it my way. I know that's not it, but.
That's not what I put. I said how particular you are of your books.
Yeah, that's true. I'm real funny over my books.
I hate to budge in because this is a couple's thing, but I got John a Christmas present once, but it was hardcover, so he despised it.
I didn't return it, but I put it in the back of
when they don't match. He's very particular over his books matching.
If it's a set, it's got to be a set. If I've got a set, then they have to all match.
I understand that.
And so David, I had The Expanse. I had 8 books, and then the 9th book David gave me was hardcover, and I was like, oh my goodness. But he gave it to me, so I was like, what am I going to say? So I was like, thanks, bud. And then I just set it in the back of my and I had to wait a year for the paperback to come out.
Oh.
And then play like hope he would notice.
Okay. Who got that? I forgot.
Nobody.
Okay. So no points.
Cool.
All right. Well, now we're entering what I like to call the lightning round. I am inspired.
I don't like this with how we've already been going. Yep,
I'm inspired by our lightning round questions. So what you want to do is take those sticks. And if you've ever been to like the wedding showers where they play the games with like who does this and who does that, that's basically what we're going to do here.
Okay.
And it's going to be quick. She's going to be a little interlude, and then we'll go into our final round of questions. So, lightning round.
Should we still? Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Should we still say it for the radio?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, out of the group, who is the better cook?
Ready? Should we go 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Wife.
I say husband. Yeah. Thanks, Ellie. Appreciate
that.
We're
pretty even, but I would go
wife.
Yeah, I think we all agreed.
Yeah, yep. I gave Nicole it.
Okay, very nice. Okay, so who is funnier? 3, 2, 1.
Husband.
You lied.
I think you're like the Ross Geller of our marriage. You're not funny often, but when you are, it's pretty on point. You don't really want to be a Chandler. Like, you're just on all the time. You want to be a Ross.
I like Chandler.
There you go.
Okay. Who is more fashionable in 3, 2, 1?
I said husband.
Wife.
You're more fashionable than husband. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Really?
I love it.
Okay.
If y'all are agreed.
Now, who takes longer showers? 3, 2, 1.
Bro.
Oh, this is going to be a fight.
We're not actually saying it for the radio, but
definitely me.
I said husband,
wife.
There's only one who disagreed.
Yep.
Well,
you think you both?
I thought I took a longer shower than her, but maybe I'm wrong.
It's like you're both throwing yourselves under the bus rather than
the person. Okay, who is more of a risk taker? 3, 2, 1.
Ellie, are you for real?
Now he is.
Yeah. I take very calculated risks.
I eat the same meal and watch the same movies all the time.
That's true. I changed my I'm just kidding.
All right. Who is more addicted to their cell phone? 3, 2, 1.
Why are you playing?
Lies.
Why are you playing?
He has his phone in his hand all the time.
Ellie, I am answering people who are going through difficult times.
He says that, and I hope that's true, but I put my phone down. I don't know if he ever puts his phone down.
No, Ellie falls asleep with hers and her. I've woken up before.
I do.
And I'm addicted to my phone.
But you have yours on you more.
I may or may not have caught Elizabeth in the bed like this, completely asleep.
Oh, I fall asleep like that all the time.
Playing a video, full volume.
That's in my pocket.
Yep.
No.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to put it down.
You dropped your phone on your face. I don't know how many times.
Put it away.
Who is a better driver in 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, I can't even play with
that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's me for sure.
Discrepancy here.
You think you're a better driver than Dr. Shaw? I mean, that's what I meant to say.
Well, yes, because I think he's got faster reflexes than I do.
Yeah.
I mean, just overall. And he's never had a wreck.
That's good.
I've had one. So.
Yeah.
We know about that.
That's not true. I've had a wreck.
You did?
Oh, yes. So one car accident.
Oh, no.
My first time driving in America. First time ever.
You were 17 in America.
I think you probably get a pass. I think you get a pass there.
I say Ryan's a safer driver, but I I still think I'm a better driver.
Do you think you're smoother?
Better? You think you're a better driver?
John's okay. The king of the road. We've already.
Should I allow you out on the radio?
Be behind the wheel.
No.
Okay.
All right. And the final lightning round question. And the more I look at it, I feel like this is going to be easy to answer for all of y'all. But who was the one that initiated the relationship?
Three, two, one.
Sorry. One. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. There you go.
I feel like it was pretty even with us, though. But I went with you.
Successfully, it was you.
They have Pest Sean, Ryan, Nicole have video evidence of their.
Yeah, it was me.
That's and true. It was him.
It was me.
Yeah,
I guess.
I like it.
So, y'all are not sure about
successfully.
Well,
successfully, it was you. Maybe, I asked her out and she said no. Through.
What?
And then, right. And this was back when 13-year-old Ryan Jonathan did the commissaire.
Yeah.
So then.
You need Chad Michael Murray hair.
Hold on. 6 months later, we had genuinely become friends. Right. The thought of a relationship actually happening was kind of off the table for me. And so then she calls me and she's like, hey, you remember when you asked me out last summer? And I was like, yeah. She was like, why don't you ask me again?
Ooh.
I didn't call you. It was on AIM.
See, that's
how it was. It was on AIM. I said, hey, I told you to ask me again and then you called me. Because you couldn't ask over
that's, AIM. You're right. That's right.
We're dating ourselves now.
I know.
It was
I know.
AIM.
If only we can log back in. I don't even remember the password.
I was in the Goldston dorm at Southeastern, and I asked Ellie out over AIM. I was like, hey, I've been telling everybody here that you're my girlfriend, so I just hope you're cool with it.
We'd already kind of communicated we liked each other before that, though.
With me, it was more, I had seen her. I had this guy in the security who came to me and said, you know, that girl, man, she's really pretty. No idea he was talking about my future wife. Wow. I saw her and I was like, oh, yes, I'm going to get her.
Well, you know, also, I have to remind him, I don't know if he remembers this, but one of his buddies, I don't know if he worked with you on security or not, but he came to my dorm and he was.
Oh, Dan.
Was it Dan? And he said, do you like Abaddon? And I'm like, I mean, I guess. I mean, I like him as a friend. Well, if he asked you out, would you go out with him? And I'm like, I guess so, yeah.
Did you send Dan over there?
Well, yeah. So I forgot about that. Dan even followed through on it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good friend.
You got to go send your buddy. Scout it out.
Good wingman. Yeah. Good wingman.
Absolutely.
Like very cool.
Well, we have had fun so far, and we're going to have to do this again next year.
Let's do it.
But to end this entire podcast, you all are at varying stages in your marriage from how many years you've been together and kids of all that stuff. You know, some of you are closer to being empty nest. Some of you are right in the thick of it, and some of you are in the beginning of the stages of having kids. So, for each couple, I want you to give your best advice to soon-to-be, already like in marriage, or the veterans of marriage who might need a little bit of help.
I would say for me, I mean, obviously keep Christ first, but also find older couples like the ones at this table who have been married for longer and emulate them. Find the things in their marriage that you see, that you like, and that you admire. Understand why you admire them, and then do your best to emulate them, but especially if they're emulating Christ. And the relationship between Christ and the church, I think that's what's really helped us the most.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, definitely what John said, keep Christ first. The key to any successful marriage is pursuing God first. But beyond that, don't stop pursuing each other. You became a really great student of what I became a really great student of what Elizabeth liked when we were dating, because I wanted to impress her. I wanted to do things that she liked, and that shouldn't stop now that we have been married for almost 15 years now. We've got 5 kids. That shouldn't stop. I shouldn't stop learning about her. I shouldn't stop learning the things that she likes. I shouldn't stop being a student of and pursuing my wife.
Absolutely.
Like, if I can add to that, I would just say be best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
That, I mean, you are my best friend. Yeah. And so I share all that friendship with you. And I think that solidifies our bond.
Yep.
Very well said. For us, same thing. Have Christ first. And also know that marriage is work and you'll have its ups and downs. But you are in the long haul. You're in the commitment. You should have a commitment to finish well.
That's right. I agree with that. One thing that I have always told any couple that is just about to be married or just married is I tell them, don't go home and tell mom and dad about any arguments or fights or anything, because you will make up and you will be okay. You'll get over it. But mom and dad may not ever get over it. And then their relationship with your spouse is forever tainted or just is kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And because they may not ever forgive them, but you will. So just, you know, you'll work it out. It'll be all right.
Very nice. Well, thank you guys for participating in the Not So Newlywed game.
Thank you for hosting.
And thank you for hosting.
Good job.
It was fun. It was very fun. Well, we'll do this again next year. I'll be your host, but for now, I'm going to let Ryan kick us out.
Man, thank you so much. Thank you, Wives, for joining us on Clearview today. It's such a great episode. I look forward to this every single year.
Oh, by the way, I lost count, so I think everybody won because I lost count of who actually. Yeah,
we got each other, so everybody won.
Everybody wins.
I was wondering why that pledge was.
It's supposed to be the trophy.
It's our pledge to one another.
We pledge each other. Yeah, there you go.
That's right. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, maybe you learned something about marriage in the process, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. Also want to remind you to visit mightymuscadine.com. They're the sponsors of today's episode. Check out their line of products. Use that promo code today. That's TODAY when you check out. It's going to get you a great discount, and a portion of those proceeds are going to come right back here to the Clearview Today Show. John, what's coming up tomorrow?
Going to keep this theme of love going. A lot of us don't know how to love properly.
Love isn't here.
You want to know how come? Because you weren't loved properly. But guess what? With Christ.
Whoa. That was like therapy deep.
Dude, you got no clue. Wait till we talk about it tomorrow here on the Clearview Today Show. We're going to drop some wisdom on y'all about how to love properly.
Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.